This is Journey with Prayer, prayer journey corresponding to our episode, Leading Differently Together, Teachers, with Amy Jo Smith. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James 3:13-18, from the ESV. Gracious and almighty God, we stand in wonder of your majestic wisdom and your boundless love from which the purest teachings flow. We acknowledge and glorify you for the precious gifts dispersed among us, particularly for the gift of teaching, a reflection of your divine communication with humanity. We give thanks for the humble and righteous educators who have dedicated their lives to nurturing and guiding others. We ask that you would bless those who possess the gift of teaching with a spirit that echoes the gentleness and peace described in the book of James. May they teach with a humility that resembles your own heart, speaking with truth and love and modeling righteousness in thought, word, and deed. Encourage these educators to seek your wisdom, to immerse themselves in your peace-loving ways, and to impart knowledge graciously, aware that their influence shapes lives and mirrors your love. And may your spirit give boldness to all who teach and sow seeds of knowledge with patience and mercy, fostering a peaceful harvest of right living in those they instruct. Bless their methods and means, that they may be pure, filled with kindness, and always open to your divine guidance. And we pray for them to be courageous in the quiet pursuit of this high calling, always leaning on your everlasting arms for strength and inspiration. Lord, we also pray for each of us to recognize and honor the profound impact of these educators in our own lives. Help us to support and encourage them, contributing to an atmosphere where wisdom from above is both taught and caught. Let the fruit of righteousness be evident in our communities as a living testament to their faithful service. We ask you, confident that you hear us and are at work in the hearts of all who teach and all who learn. In the name of Jesus, our ultimate teacher and redeemer, amen. So as you go through this week, I want to encourage you, take the time to reflect. Meditate on the qualities of humble and righteous teaching. Consider how these characteristics are exemplified in the life of Jesus and in the educators that have positively influenced you. And then engage. Seek out a teacher or someone with a gift of teaching and acknowledge their contribution. Offer words of encouragement and support, perhaps through a note or conversation, or a prayer to uplift their spirit. And finally, pray. Here's three ways that you can pray. Pray for educators and those graced with the gift of teaching, that they may teach with humility, exude righteousness, and be filled with wisdom from above. And number two, pray for our learning communities to be safe places of peace, where teachers and students alike can cultivate and reap the fruits of righteousness and understanding. And lastly, pray for your own journey of learning and supporting educators, that you might embody the meekness of wisdom in your interactions and be an empowering presence for the teachers in your life. For these references, prayers, and scriptures, you can check the show notes. Or to find out more about our podcast, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan, and thanks for praying with me today.